Dubai Eye
103.8. Explorer, innovator and collaboration catalyst, Mr. Mark Pollock joins us live on the line now. Mark, really appreciate your time for joining us ahead of your session down at HRSE here in Dubai a little later on. I just wanted to get your thoughts, given the fact that your speech this morning is and focuses a lot around tolerance in all its forms. Your reaction to the fact that this year, as we come towards the end of it, has been recognised as a year of tolerance here in the UAE. Is that something that other parts of the world can learn from?
Look, I think the fact that the rest of the world is filled with human beings, I think we can all learn from that. And, you know, I talk a lot about decision making. In particular, with this session, it'll be about deciding to be a spectator or a competitor, a realist or an optimist, a soloist or a collaborator. And all those decisions are, of course, made within a context. And it's that context that is one of tolerance or not. It's about being feeling psychologically safe enough to make a decision to speak up, to do the right thing.
In what is an increasingly hectic and some might even say unhinged world where decisions seem to be made on a whim at the moment, is tolerance in more demand than ever these days?
Well, you see, I think, you know, I come from a competitive sports background, and maybe in my younger days I would have been advocating for competition, and the competitor mindset is one perhaps of someone must win and someone must lose. But over time I've become increasingly of the understanding that we need world-class competitors. We need a lack of tolerance in some respect. We cannot settle. But in order to make any great breakthroughs, in order to perform better, we must learn to work with others. I mean, ultimately, all the data would suggest that we perform better, that we are happier when we work together, and we can only do that in an environment that allows for, facilitates, and encourages tolerance.
That's interesting, as you say there, that there are opportunities, I suppose, opportunities and problems alike, but that could go along with anything. But given the fact that a lot of people are bemoaning the state of a lot of decision-making around the world at the moment, from that, do you think come decision, or from that comes opportunities?
Well, look, I think we're from a political, in a political sense, we're in Britain, in America, what we've got is polarization, fragmentation, and the question is, how do we allow for differences of opinion but have a meaningful conversation in the centre? And that's not to necessarily agree that we must all think exactly the same, but in a way we must create the space to have a conversation. I grew up in Northern Ireland, where there was conflict for many years, and really the solution and the peace started to emerge whenever people were able to start to talk to each other. And for many weeks, months, and perhaps even years, those conversations had to be had behind closed doors in secret. But it was that those conversations from people on both sides at the extremes who started to build trust, who realised that they were actually dealing with human beings on the other side of the table. And it was in that context that progress was made. So, you know, we do see in many parts of the world people rushing to the fringes on either side, but we have to find a way to have conversations and start to build trust.
It's interesting that we've focused a lot on the human element as such, but I know one part of a large focus for you at the moment is that intersection between humans and technology. As we get ever deeper into the gig economy, as technology, as innovation plays much more of a role in our lives these days, Mark, do you think that's something that we can be intolerant about? I know I keep going back to this phrase, tolerant, but are we humans afraid of what technology and innovation can do for us in the future?
Well, I think the concern is that technology will change our status quo in some way that technology coming down the line is a threat to how we work, how we live, how we earn money. And I suppose you're right to come back to the word tolerance, because in a sense a lack of tolerance stems from fear. And whenever we talk about technology and the massive strides that the world is making with technologies and that intersection with human beings, there's a very real fear that it could impact negatively on our lives. Now, I happen to think, as someone who's blind and paralyzed and is taking advantage of the technology breakthroughs that are out there, I am taking a view that I'm excited about what positive benefits that technology can have on our lives. But there, you know, it goes back to this, we've got to have the conversation. We've got to have the conversation around frameworks at a global level for ethical use of technology, because some of the technology that's available and in the world could destroy us all if we go in the wrong way. So we've got to have tolerance, we've got to have conversations, and we've got to create the frameworks for positive impact of technology.
It's funny you talk about that, because you're speaking at the HR summit tomorrow, and obviously one of the features and one of the conversations that are being had around the world at the moment is that age-old question that people are having when they get together: is a robot going to take my job away from me? Again, I suppose that goes back to the argument of technology and how far technology has come at the moment. Is that a concern, do you think, for many of us around the world?
I think it is a very real a very real concern for some people, and the questions that governments will face, that society faces, is what happens to those people who are impacted negatively with the arrival of robots, perhaps in manufacturing, perhaps in warehouses. I mean, it's already happening. The question is with technology that takes jobs away and impacts lives negatively on one side, what positive impact can it have on the other? And how do those people who are impacted, how are they retrained? How do they find other opportunities within the ever-evolving economy? Because one thing's clear, the world and human development, which includes technology, has never ever stopped. So it's going to keep going. The question is, how do we operate within that changing context?
One final one from me, Mark, and it's one that goes along the lines of something else that's going on here in Dubai at the moment, the Dubai Fitness Challenge. The reason I wanted to get your thoughts on it is, as a former adventure athlete, as an endurance race runner, as somebody who broke records, who won medals in that role earlier in your life, and as also the co-founder of the global running series Run in the Dark, what's your take on a city getting behind fitness and a large part of that being running events, mass running events, to promote themselves and also to create an initiative for fitness?
Well, I think when we talk about fitness, and when I heard about that initiative, you know, we immediately think of physical fitness, and there are very real benefits to people being out in the world. But with my event, Run in the Dark, a 5 and 10K running event that happens in 50 cities all around the world every November. It's coming up on the 13th of November, in fact, and from my experience in sport, the physical benefits of sport are one side of it, but the mental benefits for how people feel inside and outside work, how you perform, how you sleep, general well-being. I mean, this is as much about mental fitness as it is about physical fitness. So I'm a massive advocate for these kinds of initiatives and giving people a way into fitness who maybe have never, who are too scared to go to the gym or don't know what to do with a formal running event or whatever. Just getting people active is a good thing. Full stop.
Good to have you here in Dubai at the moment, Mark. Looking forward to your session down at HRSE, the HR Summit and Expo in the Zbeel Halls down at Dubai World Trade Centre. It's expecting problems as we explore possibilities in a more tolerant world. For now, though, enjoy the session, Mark, and thanks again for your time this morning.
Thanks very much.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.